This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Clip of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Okay, Memphis beat UNLV. They rallied to victory in Las Vegas to give Charles Huff his win in his debut as the head coach. He became the first Tigers head coach to win a road debut game. The guy is no nonsense, Michael. Charles Huff is no nonsense. Let's play the clip and we'll react to it. Here it is.
We don't play music at practice. So if you want music, you're not going to play for me. So we get the kids who are worried about football and creating value for themselves. We don't do ice cream trucks. We don't do fun things. You know what's fun? That locker room right now is fun. You know what's fun? When these guys graduate and they get to walk across the state, that's fun. So no, we're not the – and what I'm not saying that other programs that do that are not right. That's great. We have an opportunity for the next 6 months for some of these kids to change their life forever. So it is our job as coaches, adults, administrators, supporters to do everything we can. We spent a week and a half with Dr. Sherry Mai teaching these guys how to sleep. Why? Because this trip was important. So she taught us how to sleep. She taught us the value of sleep. She taught us what to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday coming up. Our guys on the plane with eye masks. Guys were on the plane with 30-minute timers on. Last night, we're staying up 30 minutes later because we're trying to do everything we can at the University of Memphis to help these guys be successful in life. And if that means we had to bring in a sleep doctor to help them sleep a little better because we were playing, it's 1 o'clock back home, right? So if we had to do something to that minute of a detail to help these guys, it's what we have to do. And I think once they get here and they feel that love, I think they really embrace it.
No fun. No ice cream, no music at practice. Charles Huff, no nonsense coach. And they win because of it. Well, maybe not they win.
My favorite thing about that is him bringing in a sleep expert. Because you forget how important sleep is and just traveling time zones can be weird. Mm-hmm. Like, that dude's really worried about sleep. That guy's not going to be at Memphis for too long.
Seems like he's going to be a good coach. I mean, so I go to practices, and whether it's CSU, UNC, whatever, they have music. There's just music rolling. I never really think much of it. But I always do wonder, like, how does a coach communicate with them when the music's blaring and stuff? But, hey, listen, man, it's all about different styles. And if that's his style, is it, hey, we're not doing the fun stuff, man. We're not going to play music and jump around, and we're just going to be focused on our game. That's going to work for some players, Mike, and that's not going to work for every player. But there's a lot of guys that look at that and say, yeah, man, I like to be serious about football. I like to communicate with everyone and not have music on in the background, that kind of thing. All the power to them. And for 1 week at least, they win 27-21. They scored the final 13 points to beat UNLV on Saturday night.
Take that, UNLV.
You're not a big UNLV guy?
I'm just not a fan of Las Vegas in general. It's not just like all the gambling that I don't care about. It's the Raiders and it's the Golden Shot. I mean,
you can't. No, you tricked me with that once. Don't do it again, Mike. Don't do it again. You tricked me with that.
With what?
That.
With what?
You know what we're talking about. You said that, and I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what that was. And I said it. And Tanner talked to me after the show. And he said, dude, did you really just say that? And I did. Because I didn't know what it meant. That's your fault. That's on you, Mike.
I actually got that from The Simpsons.
That's on you. Hey, what did you think of Kale McCarr getting his contract? They agreed to an 8-year contract. The deal is worth $163.2 million. That makes it the largest in NHL history. It will carry a cap hit of $20.4 million per season. He has just the one season left on his current deal. They needed to get that done soon. There was grumbling. There were a few grumblings as to whether or not they were actually going to get this deal figured out in time. But that's just how it goes. Kale McCarr is now not only the highest paid player in the NHL, he's paid more than Nathan MacKinnon. How does that sit with you? Is Kale McCarr over MacKinnon, or is it one of those things, well, when MacKinnon signed his contract, obviously things were much lower. So it just kind of worked out that way. Who's the better player for the Avalanche right now? Who is it? Is it Kale McCarr or is it Nathan MacKinnon?
That's a good question.
Yes.
When Nathan MacKinnon was out, they really struggled. They really struggled without him. So
yeah, but I mean, you look at Kale, and you say like he's a generational defenseman. But MacKinnon is kind of a generational puck handler and scorer, right?
But one of them's younger than the other.
Yeah. I'm glad they got it done. I want to keep these studs in the state of Colorado.
As long as they don't go into the second apron.
They don't have that in the NHL, Mike. They don't have the stupid apron thing in the NHL.
Yeah, the apron just sounds like it's overcomplicating things.
Joe Sakic said, Kale is a generational player, and his accomplishments speak for themselves. He's obviously a tremendous competitor and player, but even more so, a great person, teammate, and ambassador for the Avalanche and the Rocky Mountain region. We are beyond thrilled to get this deal done and have Kale in an Avalanche sweater for the next decade. Well, Joe Sakic said that at the end of the season, Mike. Said Kale's going to be here for the rest of his career. So I guess they were right on that one. Got it done. Keeping Kale McCarr here. Eastside Chris texting in, don't the Raiders play in Las Vegas? Someone in your company once wanted to trade McCarr, I believe. Yes, the Raiders play in Vegas, and apparently that's why Michael doesn't like UNLV. Anything in Vegas just tied to the Raiders, a very stupid fanboy thing that
he's
doing.
I've always hated Las Vegas.
Tanner did suggest trading Kale McCarr, but you know, we all say silly things sometimes.
Yes, we all do say silly things. But nothing as stupid as trade Kale McCarr or the earth is flat.
Oh, I've heard people say trade Joker. And these are legitimate people that do media stuff for a living in Denver.
Well, yes. I only say that to piss you off.
Well, you're not a legitimate media guy, so it doesn't offend me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with you.
You do have your credential.
I have my opinions, but I do like to have a good time.
You have your credential, though, so maybe you are a legitimate media guy from your Broncos training camp journey.
Yes,
40
yes, I do,
years ago.
I do have that. But, so that by the way, back then there was like, I don't know how much security they had, but like it's a little like printed the day of type of thing. Now with like more security, like it would probably have a little barcode, and you'd have to use the barcode to go anywhere.
I'm going to make a statement. Watching the game from the stadium Friday night, I get way more from watching the game at home. Is that a lazy thing? Because I know in media it's supposed to be like, well, you're a credentialed radio guy, you should be at the games. I get way more from the game, sitting on my fat butt on the couch, being able to rewind the game, pause the game, go over and look at different plays, see it at a clear angle, although I hear ESPN Plus was kind of rough, but see it clearly than I do.
Again, ESPN Plus was a little rough.
If I go to Canvas Stadium on Saturday, which that's still up in the air, game's at 4 o'clock, the press box is on one side of the field. So I'm overlooking like one side of the end zone, not even to the 50. You have to like crane your neck to look up at the TV to see what the replay was. Am I doing this just to say that I'm there and I can get credentialed? Or do you want me to give like a better take on the game? Like, seriously, Mike, I'm asking, because this is this thing nowadays. I hear coaches, I hear players, I hear fans. Oh, you don't go to the games. What do you know? It's like, dude, with the way we have access to games now, I get way more from watching a game on TV than I do from going to a game, whether I'm in the press box or I'm sitting amongst the peasants. That sounded bad, but you know who you are. I graced UNC fans with me sitting in the stands.
I think you might be the reason they lost.
Does that sound mean?
They were so enamored with your talent, all the Bears fans.
I distracted
like,
people.
Oh, look, there's Brady.
I distracted people.
Wide receiver just ran right past me.
Distracted people. Faith says, I like TV more. I can go back if I need to and can focus more. But, of course, we'll be in the stadium at home and Wyoming. I thought about that Friday night as I'm leaving. I'm like, I saw the game. I loved the game. It was a fun game. It was a disappointing game. But I don't have my thoughts as well gathered as I would sitting at home having all this access. I mean, Mike, there's times, and again, I know I can go back and watch, but with the amount of games that I'm watching now and trying to talk about on a daily basis on the show, it's hard for me to record games and go back and watch games when I need to watch. Like five, once we get to October, it's Nuggets, Avalanche, it's Broncos, it's Buffs, it's Bears, it's Rams. I don't really have the time. If I still want to have somewhat of a marriage and social life with my wife, you know, I'm not really going to go back and rewatch stuff. So being able to watch live, but also go back and, hey, I want to watch that final possession again. Just want to go back and check that out. Just to see the angle of it. See the way the defense was set up.
I think going to the games, like I love going to Broncos games, but that's more to be around Broncos fans. I can see and remember so much more on TV. And like,
yes, I enjoy watching. This goes for any sport I go to. When I go to a Nuggets game, it's just so much of an event. When I sit down at home and it's just, I start the game when it's supposed to start and away we go and watch the game.
Yeah, sometimes you have to record the game, and Fubo TV is 1 for 3 so far.
You are just so caught up in your...
I'm paying $112 a month.
Is it going to be able to record regular season games?
Yeah, you can... I tried to record the last 2 preseason games, and it failed.
Yeah.
But last night's preseason game...
Friday night.
...did work.
It was Friday night's game. It's Monday.
Everybody knows that.
Okay. You sad about any of the cuts we found out with the Broncos?
I really liked Red Murdoch.
Well, he won't clear waiver or whatever, and he'll clear that, and the Broncos will be able to get him.
Or maybe like someone might call him and say, "Hey, you wanna be a Jacksonville Jaguar?" And he'd be like, "No, I love the essence of the orange and blue. I love the camaraderie we have here in Denver. So I'm gonna stick around on the practice squad."
So when will we find out about the practice squad players? Because again, they're gonna try to get Red Murdoch, among a few, back on the practice squad if they can clear waivers. I don't know. Will Red Murdoch clear waivers? I don't know.
He might not.
I think he needs to be on a team, but I also know that inside linebacker position, whose spot is he going to take? I mean, starters are done. You're not messing with that. Singleton and Sternad. Kerryon Reed, I thought, had some moment. He's the guy that tipped the ball into Jahdae Barron's hand for that pick six in the first preseason game. And then Jordan Turner. You like Red Murdoch's story. You like that he's Mr. Irrelevant, but you still want to have depth and guys that are more complete and finished product, because this is a Super Bowl year, Mike. This isn't the year to have experiments. It's just not.
Every year is Super Bowl year.
No, every year is not Super Bowl year.
Every year.
This year, it feels like they could have a legitimate chance to at least get there. I don't know who's beating the Rams. Good luck. But it does feel like this could be that chance this year. So unfortunately, guys like Red Murdoch, who are fun fan stories, typically this is a type of team that I don't have the spot for a fan story. I need to get the most complete football player at this point, even though the upside for Red Murdoch might be great. But if you feel like Jordan Turner and Reed are guys that are more complete football players right now, you got to go for it. You got to go right now. They got 3 Super Bowls in their history, Mike, and if it feels like they're in a window right now, then you can't screw around with fun players that might be good on, you know, week seven because of injury, they're there. But if he's there, if he clears waivers and he's still in your practice squad, then there you go. That's a perfect spot for him. We'll just see if he does. Sounds like Jaleel McLaughlin's gone, though. He did his farewell speech, and
if he didn't have that one drop and that one fumble, I think he'll be on someone's practice squad and eventually on someone's
roster. If you're on a bubble and you fumble, it's one thing to have a bad run or a misread of a run, but if you fumble and you're on the bubble,
you fumble or you fail a block.
Yeah.
Like, those are the two things. Like, you got to protect your quarterback. So if, like, you're a great runner, but they can't trust you to block, then everybody knows when you're on the field, you're running the ball.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I want to thank Big City Roadhouse. Oh, my goodness. I went out there for a meeting last, whenever it was, Wednesday morning or something along those lines, and sitting there. Of course, Dawn's out there. Dawn and Cleta, wonderful people that run Big City Roadhouse. Don's like this master chef, Mike. So he's like, hey, I'm trying something out. I'm trying these gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. But I got one, it's on sourdough, and I got one that's on regular bread. Wanted to have you be my, you know, experiment for me here. You're my test dummy, which I am certainly willing to oblige. So I
want
to
be a test dummy.
No, you're not allowed to go out in public. I tried
both,
go out in public, one with the sourdough and one not sourdough. Mouth's watering, thinking about it. Bacon on it. Cheese is ridiculous. Oh, the sourdough. And I said, hey, if my vote counts for anything, these gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches would be amazing on sourdough bread. Wow. So stop by Big City Roadhouse. Try the grilled cheese sandwich. It's not something I would normally order at a restaurant, but at Big City Roadhouse, Michael, they make the basic food, like a grilled cheese sandwich, pop. Big City Roadhouse. Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. They got all the new TVs in there. Brand new, all of them. All of them. Big, gigantic. That's where you go watch your football games. Thursday night, get in there. Go watch CU and Georgia Tech.
You'll watch Georgia Tech beat the snot
out
of CU by 16
points. You are laying
it
on so thick here. I don't know. You don't believe. That's what Coach Prime would be telling you right now. You don't believe.
You don't believe then,
Michael.
I believe in the Broncos.
Can you be, like, this season, try to be analytical about the Broncos?
Don't, I'm always analytical about
what
the Broncos.
Are you concerned about with this 53 then? Tell me. Give me one concern that you have.
I have no concerns.
Golly.
Whatsoever.
You have no concerns at all. Little Jordan Humphrey's on this team.
He's
carrying three quarterbacks when maybe you could have carried Adam Prentice or Jaleel McLaughlin, but Sam Ellinger makes the team?
I was surprised by that.
Okay.
I was surprised they kept three.
Is that a negative in your mind? Is that a negative? Go ahead.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm worried that we're going to lose some of the talent that I would like to see the Broncos have on the practice squad because, you know, injuries happen.
Oh, that's part of the reason they're carrying three quarterbacks. They got a quarterback.
Do they not have faith in Bo Nix's ankle?
I don't know. Sean Payton used that word, predisposed. At the time, 5 months ago, it didn't sound like he was that confident.
But then he nixed that belief.
Any guesses to who my starting quarterback is on my fantasy football team?
Well, it's not Bo Nix.
No.
Because, it's Josh Allen.
No.
Oh, sorry, Lamar Jackson. He's the most entertaining,
most
man
electrifying
in of,
man
of,
in all of sports and entertainment, Michael.
In all of Baltimore
because
sports.
You know what he has? He has that hot, nasty speed.
I mean, not for long. He's going to start getting up there.
I took
gets hurt all the time.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas with my first pick, the Colts running back.
He was great in Home Improvement.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Lamar Jackson. We got Breece Hall. We got Jonathan Taylor. We got A.J. Brown. Took A.J. Brown. He's now a Patriot. I did take a Charger. Ladd McConkey. Got Michael Pittman Jr. Faith, sorry. I got another Colt. I had these guys last year, and I got third. And I got an F on the draft, but I got third. I got a D on the draft this year. not worry about that. Dude, Mike, I don't care about grades, post-draft grades. It's about what you do on the field.
Do you remember that year where I picked all Broncos?
Yes.
And I beat you?
It was the year Peyton Manning was there, right?
Yeah.
And it was
like
DT and Julius Thomas, and you just like, and it was one of those games where they scored like 50. And so each of those guys had like two or three touchdowns. It was a perfect storm of terribleness. But if there was going to be a guy to do it at that point, if you did draft all Broncos, that was the year to do it.
I did draft Brandon McManus as well, the Broncos defense.
I have the Broncos defense. J.K. Dobbins.
Right choice.
And I have Jonah Coleman.
Right choice as well.
I don't even know if those guys will start for me. JK.
I don't like fantasy football because I don't want to like have to root for one guy because I want to beat someone else.
I don't love fantasy football as much as I used to.
It's because you're older.
No, it's just I've done it every year, and usually I'm on two different leagues, and I don't like doing two leagues. I just like one. I'm more excited this year, though, because we were talking a lot of trash to Bruce, and Bruce is really motivated to try to not host it again. Bruce did a great job of hosting, he and his lovely wife, Terry. It was a lot of fun.
They are very nice.
Very good food. 26 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. We'll kind of summarize the weekend that was for the UNC Bears. Very disappointing. Where do they go from here? And we've got a big border war coming up this weekend, Mike. Wyoming and Colorado State. We might not know who the quarterback is for the Rams yet, but we do know who the Cowboys are putting out there. What is this game going to look like? Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We'll be right back.
You want Broncos football? Then you want Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing that shit, Andre? Oh, for sure.
No, stop. Why are you ruining everything today?
Word. The rap and the stuff.
Just because you have one style of music and it's just terrible, whatever alien crap you're listening to. Tyler Hughes, starting quarterback for the Wyoming Cowboys, Michael. We're going to see some quarterback running in this border war. Quarterbacks just running around, making plays happen.
Like UNC.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. He was a lot of fun to watch. Kenny Luth, he's going to be good.
There was one play like on third down. It was like third and six, and he calls his own number. I'm like, oh, no, this idiot. And then he gets 6 yards. I'm like, well, make me look stupid. Why don't you?
Bears offense is probably going to be okay. Defense got some work to do. Faith says, Micah, love you, but no on the rap. She doesn't want to hear you. You don't interrupt good intro songs for the show. Don't do that.
I don't like rap. It's not fun.
It doesn't matter what you like.
It's not real music.
It's what it is, too. It just might not be your cup of tea. What you listen to is vampire
stuff,
funeral music.
Sugar Hill Gang and the song I Like Big Butts. But outside of those two.
Okay. Well, Border War, initial thoughts. CSU is favored by 3. It's in Fort Collins. I'm having a hard time with this, Mike. I do want to make a quick announcement. We're going to be live and on location this Friday. Again, for our entire like late morning, afternoon slot, we're going to be at CB and Potts at where the Collindale Golf Course is for their Friday Night Lights celebration. Fun for the entire family. They got free live music. it's going to be, this will be officially going on from 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So we'll be out there to kind of set the stage for you. There's going to be bouncy houses for you, Michael. Face painting for you, Michael. Fun for the entire family. It's going to be a blast at CB and Potts. Like, that's the CSU headquarters, man. And they're going to have us out there. Last week, we were UNC football in it. This week, we're going to be CSU Ram football in it. Where are we going next week? Wyoming, you want us up there? Derbs will drive. Derbs will drive. And we'll find our way.
Would you rather me drive?
I would not ever want that, ever, to do that.
I would agree with you.
Guessing we wouldn't be welcome in Boulder for Buff's remote.
We're not high enough.
We don't kiss the ring, man. We can be fair about Coach Prime. We can be fair. If I pick the Buffs to win Thursday night, you better believe I'm rooting for the Buffs to win. Wouldn't that shock Buff fans if I come out of nowhere and just pick the Buffs to win? Which I'm still on the fence. I'm on the fence about that. I'm on the fence about CSU Wyoming. Who's Air Force got this weekend? Mike? Nobody? You don't know?
I don't know.
They're playing, it's one of those weird ones. DeSecchi's? They're playing DeSecchi's?
Osekis? They're a beer that a lot of people like.
DeQuesne? Did I say that wrong last time? Because you gave me crap. I said it wrong. DeQuesne? DeQuesne. The DeQuesne Dukes going up against Air Force. Air Force is favored.
By default.
By 28.5. So I don't think they're going to have any issues with that game. I think Air Force will be fine. UNC plays South Dakota. Definitely on the fence about that. It's fence week, Mike. Does 0 week count against my picks?
Yes.
My own one?
Your own one.
That's 0 week, though. Shouldn't count if it's 0 week. So I think you should give me a little bit of a break. How you feeling about the Bears? You feel better? Like, okay after we therapeutized on the show today? Are they going to be okay still, or is there cause for concern?
I'm feeling a little better, by the way. It's
Duquesne.
Oh.
Duquesne.
That's way off. Is that how you would have said it?
No, I don't know what it is.
Duquesne. DeQuesne.
Duquesne is the answer.
Yeah, Smitty yelling at me. Duquesne. It's DeQuesne. DeQuesne. Quiznos. That's who Air Force is playing this weekend. Smitty says, let's just hope Weber State and UNC win out for 2026. I didn't see that picture either. I saw your text on Friday and I put it down because I was doing stuff. He sent me this picture. Could be, this was Friday when we were out there. You could be trying to keep from puking up 5 hot dogs. So it's a fun remote. He sent that picture. That was in the middle of eating all the hot dogs and I was about to die. I just now saw that.
That should be your profile pic.
No. I don't think so. We're not going to do that. Faye says, I don't feel better about the Bears. Well, I guess, I mean, they lost to South Dakota last year, so it's reasonable to believe they could lose to them again. And then they're at Wyoming. Probably a loss there, Mike. 0-3 to start the season before they take on Northeastern State Riverhawks. The hell's that? Can't click the name. Can't click the team. It's when it's a non-clickable team, Mike. That's when you know. Should win that game. And then they play Utah Tech, who is now in the Big Sky. They start their Big Sky. They resume Big Sky play on September 26th. So here we go. 38 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out real quickly here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Mama's Lemon Pound Cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
What are you doing? What is
this
that?
This is a rap song I like.
Of course, this would be the one you like. I want to thank Renaissance Insurance Group, formed by two UNC Bears, so I know they're feeling it too. Over 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer counties, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've worked so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Mondays are hard for me, Mike. It's been difficult for me. I was pretty down about the Weber State game. You know, as I'm leaving, getting ready to leave, I said, you know, goodbye to the people I was watching with, and there's a bunch of people around me just kind of like carrying on, just like, oh, it's great to see you, good time, yeah, anyway, see you. I want them to hurt like I hurt, you know? I don't want them to view this as just a fun get-together, a chance to get together and hang out. No! I want this team to win. And I agree with the texter from earlier from SP. It's like, when do we start wanting more from the UNC Bears? I'm tired of it always being like, this was an afterthought. It was just kind of UNC lost, move on. And that was our segment because I remember tweeting about the Bears like 6 years ago, 5 years ago maybe. And I had Rams people that were like, dude, sorry, I love to follow you and I love your stuff, but if you're going to be tweeting about UNC all day, I'm going to silence you. Not like kill me, but silence me on the X app. That's not the case anymore. I think after UNC went up there and basically beat CSU, I think there's a lot of people that are like, I'm kind of paying attention to what's going on there. But now you got to take advantage of that. You got to capitalize on that. And Weber State overcame a historical night. And Coach Kerr's like mentor was Ed Lamb, and he beat him. This was a game I totally thought the Bears would have.
I thought they'd have it too. And
Yeah. Yeah, true. So like Faith saying this, and this is part of what pisses me off too, and Greeley's gonna get pissed at me for saying this. So we all blame the lady by ringing her freaking cowbells during the kick. Like 10 rows of people yelled at her to stop. Yeah, I'm not saying every fan was like this at the game, but I had people texting me saying, hey, what's going on with some of these Bears fans? Like in the middle of a play, we got guys getting up in the middle of a play and scooting past everybody so you're blocking it from everybody. You wait, man. You wait. It's a football thing. You got to know the sport a little bit. And we got to educate the fans out there. It's not just a good, hey, we're out here having fun, man. I'm drinking my beer, whatever, and watching. And oh, I don't really care whether they win or lose. I just want to have fun with my friends. No, no, no. It's serious business. We want this team to start winning games. We want to get behind this winning team.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe that's why some of the crowd noise didn't get picked up by the crowd mic, because maybe some of these guys weren't making noise. Maybe they were just there to sip some wine and hang out.
Some were, and I'm not saying everybody was, but some were.
Yeah, we need to get rid of those people.
No, don't get rid of them. Just educate them a little bit.
Educate them to stay out of the stadium.
When the game is over and it's lost, especially like that, you hang your head and you walk to your car. Alone, and you be depressed like the rest of us, because that's how I am when I go. Faith says it was loud where we were. It was loud around where I was. I just was shocked that people recovered so fast after the game. If that would have been you and me, Michael, we'd be depressed walking to the car, and I'd have to give you a ride because you don't have your car. Your scooter's here.
Well,
we'd be depressed, and that's all we'd be talking about.
During the game, and we were both really disappointed.
We had the draft the next night. All of us were down because of it.
I mean, I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to win, and
yeah,
they didn't.
This
hurts more than the Montana State
this
game.
This one hurt.
Because that one, you get clobbered.
But this game, you miss a field goal, and you miss two extra points.
5 points would have made all the difference.
Huge.
Should have been 34-30.
48 minutes after the hour. What do we learn? Coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
I drink and I know things.
Listen to Good Morning NoCo weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Final day of August, Michael, which means a whole lot of football is about to happen. The preseason is over, and now we set our sights on Broncos Chiefs, but we got a lot more action coming up. It's going to be fun this week, getting into all things Border War, Game 2 for the Bears, big one Thursday night for the Colorado Buffaloes. What did we learn today? Well, Dempsey was on with us. We got Dempsey on every single week, so we'll still talk some Nuggets, but Peyton Watson... kind of making it sound like the Nuggets were forcing him, like pushing him, urging him to play more, that they were kind of rushing him back. And now it has us wondering how the Nuggets deal with injuries. And is that why there are more significant injuries going on with the Nuggets right now? Interesting food for thought. Michael, what'd you learn?
I learned that Red Murdoch is not on the Broncos.
I did see Jolie got picked up.
He might be on the practice squad.
Jolie got picked up by the Dolphins, apparently, so... one of the guys that cut.
Stupid Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't.
They beat us 70-20, and now they pick up Red Murdoch.
No, not Red Murdoch. Jolie, the
the
tight end.
I mean, I like him, but Red Murdoch's my dude.
I
can tell you what Faith learned.
Faith is a disgruntled Bears fan right now.
Did Faith learn that I like one rap song? Mama's
living pal. Why are we ending the show with that? Please go away from
that. Tastes
so nice. Go away from that. Texter from the 970. Line drives are good in baseball, not so much when kicking a football. Do they have anyone else? Well, they had two guys they tried. You go with the third guy? Sure, there's a third guy.
I didn't get a chance to see
this.
This
is why, if I were head coach, we'd never.
Could have been a low
snap. We'd never kick, man. We'd never punt. We'd never kick field goals. I'm not going to put my game's hopes in the care of a leg. We're going to go for two every time. Even if we're up by 13, we're going for two. That's what we're doing.
As someone who has experienced this before with this team, it's tough to have kickers who are struggling.
Yeah.
But don't go after them.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
They're beating themselves up.
Don't be an idiot. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it. We got Rockies tonight. Rockies tomorrow. Still Rockies season, by the way. I didn't even get to the Cole Carrick stuff. Flipping the bird. Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe. Touch on that tomorrow. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado. Proud partner of UNC Athletics. Member FDIC.